Mishnah was explaining again Yodis, where you just begin a Lashon, you don't end off, you don't say that the food should be asa to you like a korban, you just say Mufreshani Mimoch Shen Yoich Lecho, that was a Yad. Then the end of the Mishnah said, what about if somebody says to his friend, Menu Dani Lecho, I am like a Nidui from you. Nidui means the Lashon of a Klol, a curse, a ban, we'll soon see later, that you have to be excommunicated. So the question is, does that mean a Lashon of an Issa Neder or not? So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva, Yechoychich Bezil HaHachmer, Rabbi Kiva was like doubtful, and therefore he was Machmer, went Lachumra. Choychich, the Ran says, Lashon like you scratch your hair, as we don't know what to do, you're thinking like you're scratching yourself. So the Mishnah says like this, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, that Noida Rabbi Akiva, Linyin Malkish, Shashen Aloika. Rabbi Kiva, Abaye says that Rabbi Kiva himself agrees you will not get Malkus. Whereas Rabbi Kiva was just Mesupik, and therefore Luchumri says don't do it. If you said Menudani Lucho, Shein Oich Lucho, Menasofik, you should not eat from his field, from his food. But if you do eat, Malkus you won't get, because there's not a Vada Yisra here. Because the Yimkein, if so, if there really was a Nisra here, Nisra, it should have said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Machmir. If Rabbi Kiva al Mistana Chumri was really Machmir, should have said out clearly, Rabbi Kiva Machmir. Since he only says Chochich Bezel HaHachmir, Chochich means like he only has a doubt, and therefore it's also, but there's no Malkus. Now the Gemara says like this, Omer Papa, Papa says, that Benedina Minoch de Kuliya Amaloi Pligidiyosa. If he used the word Benedina Minoch, that means a way of saying, I want to be separated from you, that's like Mufreshani Mimoch, that's called the Yad. Then everybody agrees that you are also to teach from your friend. Misham tonim minoch. If somebody says loshno misham tonim is loshno shamtui, and I want to put a curse, a klolah upon you, is the kuliyam everybody holds shari, everybody holds tak it's mutter. That's not called loshno yad for a neder. But my pligi, a popular learns, where is the machlokes in the Mishnah then? The menuda ani lecho. The only machlokes is in the case where the person says loshno of menuda ani lecho. So Rabbi Kiva, himself holds Lishna Dini Dunya, who? That's a Lashon of I want to be separated from you. So it's like Mufreshani Mimoch, that's called the Yad, a beginning of a Lashon for a Neder. Even though you did not end off and say clearly, Harei Zeh Asur like a Korban, still we ended off for you and it's Asur. For Rabbon and Sarvud, Rabbon hold no, that Lishna Dimisham Tonahu, if you say Menuda Niloch, it only means like I want to put a curse upon you. But it does not mean a Lashon of a Neder. That's how Rav Papa learns the Machloikis in the Mishnah. And this the Gemara says, will pligi the Rav Chizda, that Rav Papa argues on Rav Chizda. Because Rav Chizda learned the Machloikis in the Mishnah is even when they say Loshnov, Misham Tono. Even when you say, I want to be Misham Tono, like the curse, is also according to Rabbi Kiva, a Sophic, if it's a Yad for a Neder or not. What's the case? To Yehu Garva, there was a man, the Omer, that said, Misham Tono, Benichsei, Debreid Rav Yirmiyah Baraba. I want to be b'shamtu, like this curse, from the property of the son of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. That's what this person said. Now, was l'kayim with Rav Chizda, the person came in front of Rav Chizda to ask him, is he also now to have enjoyment, eat from his property or not? Is omelet, Rav Chizda answered back and said like this, that lest the chash lo lohod Rabbi Kiva. We do not, nobody is afraid, nobody paskels like Rabbi Kiva. In other words, we don't paskel like Rabbi Kiva. We rather pass like the Chomim that say in our Mishnah by Menuda Nilucho, it's Mutter. But our Kopori Mesir of Chizda had an answer that even though the person said a Lashon of Misham Ton of Shamtui, still, according to Rabbi Kiva, would be Yasser. Just answer them back, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. Is Ksava, Yisir of Chizda learns, the Misham Ton of Pligi, that in the Mishnah itself, Rabbi Kiva is Machmer even by Misham Ton of. If someone says Lashon of Shamtui, also is Chochich Bazel HaHachmer. But I call upon Malacha, there's no difference. Because Malacha, we do not pass on like Rabbi Kiva. That Menudem, Misham Tona, both of them, it's not called a Yad for a Neder, it's not awesome. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Ilo, Omar Rav, Nideyo Befonov, if somebody puts a person into Nidui, and you say it in front of the person, is Ein Matirun Layela Befonov. When you want to go to take off this Nidui, this curse, you can only do it in front of the person himself. But Nideyo Shloi Befonov, let's say somebody put this person into Nidui, not in front of the person himself, like behind his back, you put the person into Nidui, then the law is Matirin Loi, Bein Befonov, Bein Shle Befonov. When you want to take off this bin, when you want to take off the curse, off the nidui, it doesn't have to be done badafk in front of the person. It could even be done shalai b'fanav also. And the Ran says, to pshatim here, why? If you do it in front of him, the heter also has to be only in front of him. One pshat is because then it's a strong nidui, and you need to be matter only in front of the person. But the Ran doesn't like that pshat. So Razi said, it's asach shad, like we're worried if you put him into nidui, and you're not matter in front of him, maybe he'll be over the nidu and people will be choshed him. But if the nidu was not put in front of him, then there's no chshad, because he'll have the right to say, like the same way they put it on me, shalai b'fanai, maybe they took it off me also. So if you put the nidu in front of the person, the etik could also only be davka in front of the person. Now the Gemara says, Omarav chonin omarav, hashermeh yahas koras hashem, mipi chaveroi. If you hear the way your friend says Hashem's name in vain, he's over this terrible avera of saying Hashem's name, levat olam. The locher is sorech l'ndoisai. You have to put that person into nidui. You have to put this curse on nidui upon the person, and he has to be excommunicated. That's the locher of nidui. Now, v'yimloi nidehu, if you don't put this curse upon the person, yishinohu atzmo yehei benidui. You yourself, as Ran learns, is also fit. Not that it's on you, but you yourself deserve also to be put in nidui. In other words, if you saw your friend do something so terrible, to say Hashem's name Levatolo, if you don't put him into nidui, you deserve to be put into nidui for the fact that you did not give it to him. Now, why is it so strict here that you have to put your friend into nidui, and if you don't, you deserve to be in nidui? Shekol mokem sheaskoras Hashem mitzuya, because whenever there's askoras Hashem, whenever somebody mentions Hashem's name, Levatolo, in vain, is shom anias mitzuya. Right away, something poor happens there. Anias, there'll be the matzav of becoming poor. And the anias kemisa, when somebody becomes poor, this einish, this punishment of becoming poor, is kamat like death, kemisa. Shenema one rai, as the pasuk says, ki meisu ko anoshim. They told Moshe Rabbeinu the people died. And the people really didn't die. It just means they became poor. And an ani is considered kemes. So you see, an oni is considered like a mace. So therefore, since by this chet of Askaras Hashem, the einish is anius, we see how terrible this chet is. Secondly, v'tani we also learned like v'tani we learned like this, that kol mokam shenosnu chachomim einayim, whenever the chachomim saw somebody does something wrong and they want to give him like a punishment, what do the chachomim do to him? Is oimisa yoni. Either the person dies, or else the person becomes poor. So again, we see becoming poor is come out like misa, terrible einish. So therefore here, you're supposed to put the person into nidui. Now, the Ran says to Zachaniah. First of all, the Ran says, how do we know this? That by saying Hashem's name, Levatolo, there's a klolo, you'll get back as punishment of becoming poor. The Ran says from the opposite way. Because the locher is, the chsid, the pasuk says, b'chol mokam asher askir ashemi, over yalecha barachticha. Now, umida haskoras Hashem lemitzvah, mevi'a bracha v'yosher. The pasuk is saying, if you mention Hashem's name, l'shem mitzvah, you say it the right way, there'll be a bracha there, there'll be a rich to become rich. Is therefore, from here we learn out, that haskor l'ashov, if somebody says Hashem's name in vain, his geremes anias, it causes the opposite to become poor. If somebody wants out a bracha and ashirus, an eitzrius to mention Hashem's name in the house, to say askaras Hashem lemitzvah, say bracha is good. And then the Gemara says, what? Then we hear somebody saying Hashem's name, you're supposed to put him into nidui. So Ran brings down, the real place, the answer for question, the Ran brings down, that there are a lot of Gemaras that's mashma, that whenever somebody does something wrong, there's an Indian right away to put him into nidui. Now the Ran brings down a Gemara in Kedushin like that, a Gemara in Maikotin like that. So the Ran brings down the Tosfos answers like this, that ain't no chanami. That whenever you see somebody doing Avera, an Avera Midiraisa, you're supposed to put him into nidui. But over here, our Gemara is saying that if you hear somebody do this terrible Avera of saying Hashem's name Levatola, if you don't put him into nidui, here the Gemara says you yourself deserve to be put into nidui. That's the Chiddush over here. All over, true, you're supposed to put the person into nidui, the person you see doing Avera. But if you don't put him into nidui, it's not so bad. We don't say it's considered like you deserve to be put into nidui. But over here, by Askaras Hashem, the Avera is so strong, here the Chiddush is that if you don't put him into nidui, you yourself deserve to be put into nidui. But Kol Ponim is a Yisif made this Indian that if you see somebody doing an Avera, it's supposed to bother you. a Mikra Adin, you're supposed to put the person into Nidui, that he has to be excommunicated now, and nobody can talk to him. So Lamaisa, I don't think we know that this Bizman is there. We don't put people into Nidui. But I call upon him, this Indian is, if you see someone doing an Aveira, it should bother you, and you should try and stop him. But the Ron explains the Indian to put him into Nidui is to show him that he's doing something wrong, and he should learn out and not to do it again. And the Gemara now brings down a Maisa like this, that Omar Rabbi Abba, Hevekimna Kaima de Rafuna, he was once walking in front of Rafuna. Shomalach Itzisa, he heard the way a certain lady, the Afkos Kuros Hashem Levatola, she said Hashem's name in vain. And Shamta, he put him into Nidui. But Vishore Lolialtar, Biapa, but he took off the Nidui right away in front of her. So Gemara says, Shemamina Tlasm, here we learn now three halachas. First of all, Shema Amina, we learn out from here that Hashemeya Haskaras Hashem Ipichaveroi is Sorach Linadoisai. If you hear the way your friend said Hashem's name Levatola, like we just learned, as an Indian, you're supposed to put him into Nidui. You have to put this curse, this ban upon him. Ushema Amina, a second halacha we learn out is that Nideyu Befonov, Ein Matirin Layela Befonov. If you put the Nidu on in front of the person, he sees the way you put it on him, you could only take it off also in front of him. Ushmamin, and the third halacha is, Ein bein nidu lehafarav leklum, that there's no difference between putting somebody into nidui, and you want to take off the nidui, as the way if your wife makes an eder, that the husband can take it off. In other words, you could take it off right away, just like a baal is made for his wife's neder, who then by nidui you have a right to take it away right away. So here also the Ran brings down a kasha, that there's a kasha, the Gemara in Moedkotna's Mashma, that when can you put something on and take it off right away? Only by Mamayna. But by Afkarusa, somebody did something wrong, then the Nidu has to stay upon it for 30 days. And here somebody did something wrong, and still we say you can take it off right away. So he gives two terutz. One terutz is that over here, the Nidu is only to scare the person not to do that there again. It's not as bad as he did in Afkarusa, he did something bad. Afkarusa means he was like chutzpahdik to his Rebbe. Over there, we have to put him in the Nidu for 30 days. But over here, this Nidu is just to teach the person not to do the Aveira anymore, so it's enough to put it on for a second and then to take it off right away. But then the Ran brings down, though, that other Forshim is Mashmer, we don't pass like the Gemara in Moed Kodin, but rather like our Gemara over here, that here the Gemara is Mashmer, that any time you put on Nidui, you have a right, if you want to take it off right away. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Gidl Omar Rav. Now we're going to say a few memories that Rav Gidl Omar Rav said. First he said is that Talmud Chochom Minade Liatzmai. A Talmud Chochom, if he wants to, he could put himself into Nidui. And Umeifa Liatzmai, he could also take off the Nidui whenever he wants to. For the Gemara Pshita, like why not? The Gemara says yes. Madatem, I would have thought the klal usually is Ein Chobush Mater Atzmai Mveis Asurin. If somebody like is locked up in jail, he can't free himself. Somebody else has to come and free you. So once you yourself are put into Nidui, even if you put yourself into Nidui, but I would have thought maybe you can't take it off yourself. Yes, Kamash Malon, yes you could. Now the Gemara says, hey, Kedavim, what's the case talking about? Ki ho de mazutre chasida. Like mazutre chasida. That ki mecha yibba be'rav shamtoi. It is yeshiva. When one of the Talmidim had a chiv to be put into Nidui, one of the Talmidim didn't act nice. So he wanted to put him into Nidui, put his shamtoi, put his klolar upon him. So what Mazutra did was, Mishamit Nafshe Bresha. First thing he did was, also Musa the Chassidus, he was a Mechuyiv to, but he put himself into Nidu first. And we'll soon say the reason is, he should remember, like he'll be B'tzar also to take it off right away. And then, Vohoda Mishamit Babe Rav, and then he put his Talmud into Shamtoi, into Nidui. And therefore, V'chiyayin Lebesei, when he remembered Mazutra wanted to go into his own house, Isharul Nafshe, he took off the Nidui off himself. Mashma, if you don't take off the Nidui, you can't go into your house. You have to be excommunicated. For other Sharulai, and then he also took off the band, the Shnidui, from his Talmud. So that's what he used to do. So Chur, the Milsa Chassidus he did, just to make sure, feel bad for his Talmud, and he won't let the Nidui stay on it too long. He'll also take it off right away. Now the Ran brings down a machloikis here by every Nidui, that the din you have to put him excommunicate him, that he can't even go into his house. The question with his family he can't be with. The question, what about his wife? One swore his wife, we say ishta kagufa, that she's muta. Another swore is no, even his wife is also wasa. Kol Zman the person is benidui, he's also to be, anybody can go within his daladams. So the Gemara Vayta. V'yom Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Another locha that Rav Gidol said over the name of Rav. That minayin shenishvoyim l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. How do we know somebody can make a shvua that he's going to do a mitzvah?